Well, it is our Christmas service, but I don't have a Christmas message. And so, as we normally do, we're kind of on a tight preaching schedule, and so I'm going to talk about fasting today. But I will make this one note about Christmas, and it's just kind of a reflection, right? And so I just, you know, it's my quiet time, so I'll just share with you my quiet time. You know, one thing that I've noticed, and, you know, I think I got sick because my daughter Emma, you know, the really cute one that you saw up on the stage, she had like a charity walk, and so we had to go up to the peak. I think it was like Thursday. It was the coldest day that we've had, you know, and totally unprepared. And so, I mean, I just got wasted during that time. But we walked like a kilometer to some place up in the peak, and then we had a time of singing carols. You know, and all the time we're singing these carols, and, you know, and most of the people there, they don't know anything about Jesus, you know, the kids, and, you know, but they were in their Santa hats and all these things, and, you know, and I was just sitting there reflecting, and I was thinking, man, the world really spends so much time focusing on Christ. My best friends, he said this. He says, giving up the legitimate pleasures of this world for the extreme pleasures of knowing God. That's fasting. I mean, just laying down, legitimate, right? I mean, you know, there's, it's legitimate. You should enjoy eating your food. You know, you should enjoy, watching TV, sports. You know, you should enjoy, you know, the internet, as long as you stick to the right sites, right? You know, I mean, you should enjoy all these different things. You know, but says, Lord, I'm just going to lay this down. This season of my life, just 21 days, 30 days, whatever it may be, just for the extreme pleasures of knowing you. You know, Lord, you've done so much for me. Let me lay down something for you, you know, in a very simple way, right? You know, God's chosen fast is that which he appointed, set apart, right, for him, to minister to him, to honor and glorify him, and designed to accomplish his sovereign will. We shall then find heaven's afterthought, that the fast unto God rebounds in blessing to us, right? But we don't fast to be blessed. You know, this is the key, guys, right? We don't fast so that we can get something from him. You know, fasting is not a spiritual way of twisting God's arm, right? God, you know, you better let my son get into this school or else, you know, and stuff. You know, I've been in Korean church long enough to hear those kind of prayers all the time, right? God, you better do this, you know, and that's not what it's about, right? You know, it's just saying, God, I just want to be with you, plain and simple. Lord, I want to start the year off right. I want to give myself to you for just a season. I'm not asking you to fast for your life, you know. I know some people that are fasting their whole life. You know, I know a lady that's fasting sweets her whole life, you know, for she's praying for the next generation. You know, I mean, she's just laid down, right? I have another brother that God's asking him to just go on vegetables for the rest of his life, you know. I don't know if he agreed to that yet, but I know the Lord asked him to, you know, and stuff. And so, but we're not asking that. We're saying just, is there something precious to you? Is there something that you like? You know, can we as a church corporately come together, lay those things down, and just begin to seek his face? Right, I just begin to honor him because he's God, because he's so worthy of it. I mean, isn't he? I mean, we just sang all these songs, you know, that we adore him and all these things and stuff. And now we come together as a church for a season, you know. And quite frankly, there are a lot of pressing issues for us individually and as a church, you know. There's a lot of our people whose moms and dads are sick, right? Could you tarry for a little bit just for them? To see God do something in their midst. You know, we've been looking for a church building, you know, for a little while, right? And, you know, we're kind of getting to the end of our rope a little bit, right? And can we see God's face as a church, right? That our kids, you know, little kids can be comfortable and they can grow in this church. And, you know, and then some people will get married here, right? We're still waiting for the first SP wedding, you know, in SP, right? So Charles, you want to, right? Step up to the mic, you know, and these kind of things. But you know what I mean? But it's just, you know, can we give up something for other people as well? And this is what the Lord's calling us to. All right? Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 24. We'll close with this. This is actually one of my favorite passages in the Bible. So the background of 2 Samuel is that David actually does a really bad thing. He takes a census, and he numbers the people. Now, in of itself, that's not that bad, but the reason why David did that is he wanted to see how glorious he was, right? He wanted everyone to know that he was this great king, and you know that he was in charge of all this growth and all. And basically, he was taking credit, and he was robbing God's glory. That's what this. And that's why his guy said, "Don't do this." And so pestilence hits Israel. All kinds of stuff happens, you know, in this place. And so what happens is that the Lord, basically, okay, let's read verse 18. This is 2 Samuel 24:18. And so Gad came to David that day and said to him, "Go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite." And David went up according to the word of Gad, just as the Lord had commanded. And Araunah looked down and saw the king and his servants crossing over toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed his face to the ground before the king. Then Araunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be held back from the people." And Araunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what is good in his sight. Look, the oxen for the burnt offering, the threshing sledges, and the yokes for the oxen for the wood. Everything, O king," Araunah gives to the king. And Araunah said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." However, verse 24, the king said to Araunah, "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Thus the Lord was moved by entreaty for the land, and the plague was held back from Israel. What a beautiful story. David messes up. He goes, and the prophet tells him, "You need to go to the threshing floor, you know, where the wheat was harvesting, you know, and you need to erect an altar, and you need to ask God for forgiveness." That's basically what's happening. And so David goes, and he goes to the threshing floor of Araunah. Araunah is a faithful servant. So he comes, and he says, "Lord, you know, take it. This is yours. You're my king. I'm your humble servant. You know, I bow down to you. You could have everything. You could have my ox. You could have the wood. You know, whatever you want. It's all yours, O king." But see, David was a man after God's own heart. Look what David says. And he goes, no. "I'm going to buy it from you, Araunah." Because he says, "I will never offer something to God that costs me nothing." That's heart, guys, right? You know, to say, "I will never offer something to God which costs me nothing." You know, in other words, I'm not going to be cheap with God. Right, I'm not going to give God my leftovers. Right, I'm not going to give God my spare time, my spare change, right, my spare effort. I'm going to give God my very best. I'm going to give God something that costs me something. You know, friends, this is the Christian faith. You know, I don't know what you've heard in the past, but the Christian faith is built on sacrifice. That's what makes it so alive. You know, that's what makes it so beautiful, right? Because we sacrifice something. You know, I read a quote recently. You know, Gandhi, you know, wrote this thing, you know, and it was quite beautiful the way he wrote it. You know, and he's talking about, like, you know, commerce or wealth without work. You know, he's talking about tragedies in our life, right? You know, wealth without work, you know, commerce without morality. You know, and the one part, and I circled this, and it says, "Worship without sacrifice." You know, and basically Gandhi was saying, this stuff is the travesties, the tragedies of our modern era. You know, to worship without sacrifice. I thought it's so true. It's so true. You know, and we have an opportunity as a church body, right? We do this together, to come together and we say, "God, I'm not going to give you anything that costs me nothing. I'm gonna lay at your table, lay at your feet, something that's precious to me, you know, for a season of my life, just so I could focus on you, just so I can give myself to you for this time." You know, starting on January 3rd, right? This year, we're starting our fast on January 3rd, because January 2nd is Sunday, right? And so we're going to start the 3rd Monday morning. We have morning prayer here at 7 o'clock in the morning. Right, and I'll be going through the Gospels. Right, we'll be teaching, you know, and we'll have a time of prayer corporately. Right, and we're gonna go 21 days straight through. And I know some people will go all the way through to 40 days. And, you know, and that's fine. right? But we're going to come here Monday through Saturday. Normally, we just do Tuesday to Friday, but during this time of fasting, we're going all the way Monday to Saturday, and we're not going to come in the morning, obviously, on Sunday. And we're going to come together as a church, and we're going to seek God's face together. We're going to lay down the legitimate pleasures of this world for the extreme pleasures of knowing God. And I want to tell you, right, I mean, we're going to, next week, I'll get more into the nitty-gritty about fasting and the effects on the body, but it is good for you. I'm telling you, it is good for your health. You know, I mean, we've been doing this for, this will be our eighth year, right? In fact, show me your hands, you guys that have done the fast with us, right? Well, raise your hand nice and high, okay? Okay, now, they're alive, they're not dead. I don't know if you noticed that, right? And they had strength to raise their hand and stuff. And so it's not hazardous to your health. In fact, you find it's extremely beneficial to your health. And this is the key. I'm going to talk about next week. Would God ask us to do something that was harmful for us? Maybe harmful to our pride, but not really anything else, right? I mean, really, would God, our loving Father, ask us to do something that was harmful for us? You know, and so we're going to lay down the legitimate pleasures of this world for the extreme pleasures of knowing God. Amen? Amen. So let's close our eyes. I'm going to ask God to speak to you right now. And next week. You have a whole week or so, 10 days or whatnot, to decide what we're going to do. So close your eyes. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about what to lay down. And it's okay. You can start slow. You know, we had guys that do alcohol fast, right? We hoped it was a lifetime fast, but, you know. Maybe you can fast some addictions that you have. When I was a youth pastor and my students, my high school students, a lot of them fasted StarCraft. It was the most precious thing to them. What is a legitimate pleasure in your life right now? That you would say, Lord, I gladly offer this to you. I lay down for you, God, to see your kingdom come in my life, in my church, in my city, in my world. We'll be spending the next few weeks talking about fasting as well. You get a better idea. But let's just ask the Lord to speak to us right now. So Lord, would you come right now, God? Would you open up our hearts, our ears to hear? And speak to us, Lord, about what we can lay down before you right now. And continue to speak to us, Lord, the rest of this week. Where many of us are very desperate. We're very hungry. We're very dry. Very confused. Yet very excited. So would you come, Lord, and draw us to you. And say, Lord, I just want to sacrifice something that's meaningful to me. Because nothing compares to you. So, Lord, we ask you to speak to your children right now. Thank you, God. Let's not offer to the Lord anything in 2011 that costs us nothing. Rise to our feet as the Lord continues to speak to you. Let's sing this together as a church as we close our service.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world. Light of the world. Step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful to me. King of all days. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth, you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful too. Here I am. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Now never, and I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. But to me, here I am. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down.
Here I am to say that
you're my God.
You're all together
loving, all together worthy,
all together wonderful to me.
Here I am. Here Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, God. Lord, we love you so much, Lord. You've done so much for us, God. We thank you for an incredible 2010, Lord, and we look forward to what you will continue to do in our lives in 2011, Lord. God, and you're stirring us now, God. You're calling us into this fast, Lord. And so we pray, God, that we as individuals and as a church, God, we'd have the courage, Lord, to lay down, God, a legitimate pleasure of this world, Lord, for the extreme pleasures of knowing you, God. And so, Lord, would you give us strength, God? Would you, Lord, begin to move in our lives, Lord, in such a way, God, that we live for you every day? Thank you, Lord. Give us the strength, Father. Watch over us this week, God. Help us to bring glory to your Son, Jesus. God, bless us as many of us celebrate Christmas with our families. God, let it just be just a wonderful time of warmth and love, God, and fellowship. We bless you, God. Lord, watch over us. We thank you so much, Jesus. We love you, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Why don't you hug someone next to you, huh? God bless you. If you are sick or unwell, we have some people in the front that will pray for your physical healing. If you're new, please join us downstairs. God bless you guys. Have a great week.